Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another Q&A session. Today we got two questions again. Question number one, how do you focus every day and how much do you work? This is from Sarah. Hi Sarah. Sarah, I work, I would say the average, about 80 to 100 hours a week. How do I focus every day? Well, I focus every day by having a system that allows me to focus, a system that allows me to look at the right things at the right time. Let me explain this. So first of all, running your own business. If you think that you can do a 40-hour week, like if you're employed and you run a business, I can pretty much tell you that's not going to work. The chances that you're going to get there is impossible, really. You can read as much as you like about the four-hour work week from all these guys out there. But truthfully, that's not how it works. It doesn't really work like this. The reason is because when you run a business, you're not just the employee. You're not just someone who is doing a specific job. You have to take on all these other jobs too. And first of all, you have to be the manager and you have to be the entrepreneur at the same time. And you have to be the one who does the work. So that's already three jobs on its own. So you take that times three, you're looking at 120 hours a week. That's a lot, right? But that's reality. Let's not kid ourselves. Running a business is a hard work. And if you make it really happen, if you really want to make it successful, it's really hard work. So the question is not how many hours you work, but how many hours of those you actually enjoy what you do. That's far more important than actually the time you spend. Because truthfully, if you have to ask the question how many hours you work, then you're probably not enjoying exactly what you do and you rather do something else. And you can't wait for the time, to pass by so you can do something else. This is usually what happens if you're in a job you don't like. And that's the same for everyone else. So yeah, I work 100 hours, roughly 80 to 100 hours, depends on the week. And I can tell you a little bit how I split this up, but let's get to the first part of your question, to focus. Focus is this. That's my focus. Every morning I sit down and I'm gonna make a list. That's what I do every morning. I make a list of what is important for me today. It's a high-powered list, so it's the main aspect of it. On my sheet, I have several sections. One is client management, the other one is business development, the other one is marketing, the other one is sales, and so on. And in each of those sections, I want to do something today. So I look, what is going to be my main focus today in each of those sections? And then I cut it on the next page, it's like a foldable thing, I cut it up, and I say, all right, here, today, my main focus on business development is I need to do this, today. And in here is only what happens today. I'm not bothered about tomorrow, I'm not bothered about next week, today. So when I work through the day, I look at my sheet. I have the sheet right beside me and I look at it all the time and say, okay, what's due today? You can use a task manager, it's absolutely possible. If you have a task manager, you want to use it. I use Nosby, for example, for mine, and I use a couple of other Todoist also. But I found one thing with these is, if you're out and about a lot, then task managers become a bit more of a bind because you have to actually do something to look at them. A piece of paper, it's something you touch, it's something I have on me all the time. I can stick it on my glasses if I want. I mean, literally, maybe it's my age, but it's just something that allows me to, it's more real than some electronic thing I have sitting there, But that doesn't mean I don't use them. I use them because I need to make some statistics, some forecasts and so on, and that on paper would become far too complicated. So that's my focus. My focus point is to know what I'm doing. And every morning I'm sitting down and to know what I'm doing. If my day is content management and my main focus on the day is content management, the first thing I do in the morning, I open up my Facebook and my LinkedIn profiles and I see what people talk about. Because this is going to give me the idea what I'm going to write about. In my segment, in my area, this is entrepreneurship, what are people concerned about? What are the problems people exchange values about? What's going on in the market right now today? And that's going to be my post. And that's the same. If I do my video sessions, I look what's happening on YouTube, what's happening in my section on YouTube, what people are talking about. And if I find there's something there that is of value where I can actually create right now, boom, I put it in. It goes on my list. Today, create video so-and-so. You also need to find a way how you can, if you have a list, how you can work that list really, really easy. It's nothing worse than if you have a system or your own system, the way you work, and your list don't fit together. Then what happens is you're not going to do it because it's too complicated or too, you know, if you have to move from one place to the next in order to do something on your list, that might not work that well. So you might have to restructure yourself a little bit and find a better way of working so your list fits better into the profile. So this is pretty common stuff, but that's individual from one to another. You know, for me, I work mainly from home. So I would say 90% of my work is done from home. And the only time I'm not at home working is actually when I go out and meet people. And when I have my sessions, coaching sessions, on. Most of my coaching sessions are even from home because they happen via Skype. So in a way, I have my environment set up for me to work really well. So if I want to do a video, this is in my office. I'm in my office right now. The camera is always there. I just switch it on and I do the video, like this Q&A session today. My computer is here. It's right there. Another computer behind me for videos, watching, listening to videos while I'm actually doing some other work or getting some ideas together. I have my podcasting station here. I have my microphone here. Everything is here. So whatever I put in place, what's on my list, I can do it easily, very, very quickly, without too much hassle. Traveling around and doing a lot of things would change that a lot, and it would be far harder for me to actually get all the stuff done I need to get done. In such a case, if you're in that situation, I would see if I could either outsource it or if you could spend at least a certain amount of time during the day on these tasks in an environment that's designed for the task. So, for example, if I would be out and I would have to write blogs a lot or stuff, I would see if I could come home at a specific time to write my blogs or a specific day in a week where I decide that's where I'm going to write my blogs or 2 days or whatever, depending on the amount you have to do. So this is really the way I focus on things, by knowing what I have to focus on. It's really about, at the end of the day, it's about not forgetting it, you know, being aware of it, not getting dragged away. And having this thing sitting beside me, it's a perfect thing. You know, it just reminds me, you have to do this now. Now you have to do this. Now you do this. Now you do this. There are certain ways how you can create focus even differently by having a long-term plan. It's what I do at the end of the week. So every end of the week, I look at what I'm going to do next week. So for example, let's say there's something special going on, a special event or anything else which I have to prepare for, or certain things. I plan for this ahead, so I know next week I have to do that. So it's going to go on my week's list. And then when I do my daily planning, I put it accordingly to there. As I said, you can use a task manager. Some task managers are laid out to do a perfect job on this one. For me, it works on a piece of paper really, really well. Okay, whatever I couldn't do on my list, it's going to pile up for the next day. So at one point, I really have to spend the time. And this is where the hours comes in because, yeah, sometimes I can't stop it. Sometimes things just don't work out like this, and or the day is not as you want it to be or whatever. These things can happen. And how much do you work as again? I mean, I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I do my jogging. I do my meditation, my breakfast, my stuff. I start working at 7. I stop working at around 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, roughly. That's my average, I would say. That gives me a 10-hour week, 10-hour day. Then depends if I do go on events in the evenings or I do set up certain things. I do a lot of meetup stuff, which happens in the evenings. I come home at 10 o'clock. And that's part of my working. It's part of what I do because this is part of my marketing and part of my getting in contact with people, understanding better the problems in the market and so on. So all this is part of this game. So you have to see it like this. If I add it up, it comes more or less to that. So it's quite a powerful thing, but it's great. I mean, 10, 12 hours a day is a normal thing for me. Right, Sarah, I hope that answers the question. There is a lot you can do in order to improve your focus and so, but it's really very individual for you. I would not advise you to go and do a step one, step two, step three, a process, you know, like you can see on YouTube sometimes, people tell, if you do it like this, it's all perfect. You have to find your own way. At the end of the day, you have to get the job done. And you need to know what to get done. So that's one number one. And you need to have some priorities in this. And you have to have some pillars that says, okay, this is how I do it. And I'm not going any other way. That's it. And then that defines the time frame you will need. And that also defines the focus you need to put in it. I hope that helps, Sarah. Right, let's come to question number two. Andy. Is it really worth it? Whew, what a question. I have been trying for so long now to create a successful business, but it's just not happening. Andy, it's not happening, right? What do you mean it's not happening? I don't actually get that. When you say it's not happening, then I assume you're still in the progress, right? You're still in process right now to make it happen. So if you're in process right now to make it happen, then you don't know if it's happening or not. It's happening, right? Because you're doing it every single day. So that's number one. You might not get the success you were hoping for, but you're working towards it. That's what I'm hoping anyway. If you don't, then you know where the problem lies, right? Now, let's start. If it's really worth it. Worth means what? What's the measurement of worth it? When do you say it was worth it, when not? When, if you give it up, it wasn't worth it because you waste a lot of time for nothing. If you keep on it and you grow and you build yourself up, you learn every day, you get better at it, you improve and you improve, yes, of course it will be worth it. At one point, you're going to make it. You just have to keep working on it. That's it. And nobody says it's easy. Nobody says it's going to be like a walk in the park. It's not like that. It's hard work, but it's so rewarding. It's so powerful. If you know, there's nothing more than this, because once you achieved something extraordinary, you just feel so amazingly good. You know, it's like a sports person, you know? I mean, how hard do they work and work and work, practice in order to get to the Olympics? And then when they get the gold medal, this is like, I don't believe I did it. I did it. You know, this feeling is extraordinary. It's the same with business. See it as that. It's that. It's nothing else. I mean, it's literally that. And that's how you have to see it. And if you give up, well, yeah, it wasn't worth it. All the work you've done so far wasn't worth it. That's for sure. So if you're not sure, if you feel like you're not going somewhere, get someone. Find someone who can help you. Get a coach. Go to a mentor. Look up at the people, you know, who are doing it really successful. See what they've done and how they've gone so far with it, you know. What are you doing different? And it's not only what they do different. Also, what do they have you haven't got yet? So you can build this up and you can actually create that base, these assets you need in order to do the same things they do to become successful, you know. So it's not about copying. You're going to do it your way anyway, but you know, at the end of the day, you need to stay on it. You need to stay, get the focus. I mean, what Sarah asked, really, you need to get the focus on your results. And the measurement, it's difficult to do. You know, you can only measure something that's there. If you measure yourself something that's not there yet, like a goal that goes forward, it's very hard to measure because you have no time frame related to it. Even if you try to do it, it's just some virtual thing. It's not real. You don't know how to measure that. You know, just see it. How do I say? I see my job, what I do with the Entrepreneur Academy. This is my final destination. This is where I'm going. This is what it is. That's my purpose. That's what I'm working for. This is everything for me. This for me, this is not a question of giving up. This is a question of being who I want to be. It's a question of living it every moment. And that's part of it, you know. And yeah, sometimes the money is not so good. And sometimes, you know, people fool you and they run away and clients don't pay. And yes, of course, all this happens. Guys, all this happens. But I'm not there in it for the money and I'm not in it for anything else. I'm in it for me because I enjoy it. I love it. I love what I do. And for the one person for who it works, it's worth it. That's it. So you need to see for yourself, what is it worth for you? Is it, what do you do? Why are you doing it? What is it you do? I mean, Andy, what's your job? What do you do? What is your purpose? Why are you doing it? So I think, is it really worth it? For me, it is. Every minute of it. I love every second of it. No doubt about it. My mind is just in it completely, 100% engulfed. And I enjoy that. I enjoy every minute of it. Doesn't mean I haven't got a life. Of course I do. Because it's part of my life. I made it part of my life. That's why I have a life. That's why I don't need to do anything else. Besides my sport, I do my things anyway, but you know what I mean? You get my point. So, yeah, Andy, is it all worth it? That depends on you. I've been trying so long to create a successful business. It's just not happening. It's just not happening yet. Andy, keep on it. If you love it, if that's what you want to do, if that's really your drive, do it. Go for it. But enjoy it too. Enjoy the moments. Enjoy to see yourself growing. Enjoy how good you have become. Measure yourself against yourself, not against other people. See where you were last year and see where you are today. Have a look and don't measure it on money or anything like this. Measure it on yourself, on as a person. How much more do you know today? You know, generally, if you measure something, you should always measure something someone cannot take away from you. Your money you can lose. Money can walk away. Absolutely. You have the next crash, your money is gone. A house can walk away. You have the next crash, your house might be gone. A car, you have an accident, it's gone. What cannot go away is your knowledge, is your expertise, is your power, your energy, the things you learn, the things that make you the person you are today. Nobody can take that away. Measure against that. That is what drives us. This is what makes us. This is what you are. You're not your car, you're not your house, and you're not your money. You are what you are, you as a person. So is it worth it? If you're worth it, of course it is. You're worth it, right? Andy, you're worth it. I hope this helps. This was a bit shorter, I think, Q&A. I'm not 100% sure how long it's been running. But I'm happy if you give me more questions. Go down in the comments, leave me your notes, leave me anything you want to know, ask me the questions. I'm very happy to answer. We're going to go on this Q&A a little bit more often now and into more details in some of the aspects on our Entrepreneurs on Fire site. So if you're a member, then come to the site and have a look what we've done so far and what we're working on right now. If you're not a member yet, come on, sign up on the Entrepreneurs on Fire website. You can find the link below, and I'm looking forward to see you there. Speak to you soon, guys. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.